Track 6, page 36. 34 years of beating macular disease. Founding member of the Macular Society, retired eye surgeon and new society president Tim Fitch reflects how far we've come since the day in 1987 that a very persuasive letter dropped onto his doormat. The writer was Elizabeth Thomas, and her opening sentences showed me that she was an exceptional woman. Indeed, she once described herself as an unappropriated blessing. She wrote, "First, let me introduce myself. I am a single woman of 72 years who in 1983 was registered blind owing to macular degeneration. Through a series of circumstances, of which I am not entirely the mistress, I have found myself the coordinator of a very small number of people suffering from macular degeneration, of all ages, from 8 to late 70s, who would like to have a special group formed for people suffering from this disorder. To offer each other encouragement and support, to circulate among ourselves information about low vision aids to enable us to perform our daily duties more successfully, and to maintain contact with a research unit undertaking research into macular degeneration itself. Nothing we can do." Sadly, back in 1987, ophthalmologists had little to offer patients with macular degeneration. The symptoms were well known, and it was possible to distinguish the various forms, such as wet and dry, using retinal photography and fluorescein angiography. But when it came to therapy, there were great limitations. The only positive treatment was the laser, which was often too damaging to use safely by the time symptoms were noticed. There was no active treatment for dry macular degeneration, and usually all the ophthalmologist could offer was referral to a low vision clinic, sympathy, and ultimately registration as partially sighted or blind. First steps. I have never discovered why Elizabeth Thomas chose to write to me. Whatever the reason, I was sufficiently intrigued to agree to meet her and two other members of her group, and not long after to attend the group's first meeting. It was arranged by Amresh Chopda, Choppy to his friends, who was a consultant at the East Surrey Hospital, Red Hill. On the 3rd of October, 1987, around 100 people filled the hospital's gym to hear Elizabeth's welcome and talks from Choppy and me. We all agreed that a national organisation was needed to help people with macular disease. A committee for the Macular Disease Society, now the Macular Society, was set up that day, with Elizabeth elected as its chairman. Later, she became its first president. The rest, as they say, is history. A lot has changed since then, but the Society still has as its heart the three aims of the patients Elizabeth Thomas collected under her wing: support, information, and research. How proud I am that, 34 years later, I am in a position to make sure that it continues to follow the same path. Tim Fitch. Thanks to your support, the story today is much brighter for people diagnosed with macular disease. Find out more about the ways our macular community is beating macular disease at macularsociety.org/support.